You know, I think Uncle Charlie did a pretty good job with this room.
Well, it's okay. I'm sure glad I talked Uncle Charlie out of sticking that old dresser of Dad's in here, though.
You don't sound too enthused. What's wrong with the way you fixed this room?
Well, if I were doing it, I'd put the bed over there, and that chest over there, and that chest under that picture, and...
What difference does it make? As long as they're as happy as we were in this room... That's all that matters.
I'll buy that.
Oh, sorry. But Uncle Charlie said dinner's ready. And if everybody doesn't come right now, he's gonna throw it all on the floor.
Okay, we'll be right there.
Okay.
Honey, why don't we...
Hey, you want to eat dinner off the floor? Come on.
Oh, another thing. Don't forget that little talk you're gonna have with Uncle Charlie.
I won't.
Aren't you going to eat the rest of your dessert?
No, I can't eat another bite. That was a good dinner, Uncle Charlie.
Sure was.
Just a little something I picked up from a peg-legged sea cook from Sumatra.
Chip, don't you and Ernie have some last-minute homework?
Oh, yeah. Almost forgot.
Yeah, I think I'll call home and check about the babies.
Oh, boy. Talk about rats deserting a sinking ship. Whoa.
No, Charlie. Rob will help with the dishes.
Oh. Okay. What's the deal?
Well, what deal?
Look, I've been around long enough to know a setup when I see one. Now, what does Katie want you to tell me now that we just happen to be alone?
Well, Dad and Barbara are coming home tomorrow.
I know that.
Well, Katie wants you to sort of take it easy with Barbara.
Take it easy?
Well, you do come on a little strong sometimes, Uncle Charlie, and now Barbara's going to be a part of the family.
Me? I come on strong?
Well, we know you don't mean anything by it, but, Katie just wants you to sort of tone it down a little bit till Barbara can get used to all of us.
Look, you can tell Katie she's got nothing to worry about. I'm going to be so refined that Barbara will think she moved in with Mr. Emily Post.
Well, I combed my hair.
I changed my shirt. We look all right now?
Well, you'll do. But you guys just remember what I told you. No horsing around. We don't want Barbara to think that she married into a family of hooligans.
Hey, they're here now.
Come on.
Welcome on, you guys.
Oh, hi. Hi, nice to be back.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Hey, you want us to help you get the luggage out? Well, yeah. There's plenty to go around. We got all of Dodie's things when we picked her up at her grandmother's.
Good deal. Welcome aboard, Barbara.
Well, thank you, Charlie.
How was the trip? I mean, is Mexico still there?
Oh, it was perfect, Charlie. Couldn't have been better.
How does your doll feel about living here with us, Dodie?
She's not a doll. She's a puppet.
Well, can she talk?
Sure, but I'm the only one that can hear.
How was the weather?
Oh, it was beautiful the whole time.
That's nice. That's real nice, Barbara.
Well,
I hope you like the room.
Oh, it's lovely, Charlie. I can see you've gone to a lot of trouble.
Oh, well, you're the one that picked out the furniture. All I did was stash the stuff in here.
It's lovely, don't you think, Steve?
Yeah, it's very nice, Charlie. Very nice.
swell. Of course, you can rearrange it if you want to.
Oh, no, no. I like it just the way it is.
It's very nice, Charlie.
Okay, but if you want to change it, you won't be hurting my feelings a bit. Now, if you will excuse me.
Huh. What's in here? A rock collection?
No, it's kind of heavy, huh?
Yeah.
Thanks, Hollis. These three go into my room.
You ready, Ern?
No, but let's go.
Yeah.
Isn't this a nice room, Dodie?
Yeah, Mama. I like it. What side of the bed is yours, Mama?
Steve, does it make any difference?
Not to me, no.
Oh, that one over there, I guess.
Then this side is mine.
Well, Dodie, you see, Steve is going to stay here, too.
Okay, where will you sleep, Mr. Douglas?
Well, Dodie.
You don't understand, Dodie. You see, Steve and I are going to share this room, and you're going to have your own room right across the hall.
How come?
Well, Mr. Douglas... Well, Steve and I are married now.
Dodie, your mother and I'll be right in here if you need us for anything.
You can have a room all to yourself. Won't that be fun?
I don't think so.
Well, why don't we unpack and get set? It's an awful pretty room. Hey, you see, honey? This is your very own room. And your own little bed.
And is that my dark closet?
Well, that's not so dark. We'll hang your clothes in there later.
And is that my window looking out where it's so dark and spooky?
Dodie, there's nothing to be scared about.
Then how come Myrtle's shaken?
Because Myrtle's very little, and she doesn't understand that Mommy and Daddy are right in the next room.
With the door closed and the big hall in between, if Myrtle yelled, nobody would hear her.
I'll hear. And I'll have you in my arms before you can say Jack Robinson.
Jack Robinson.
Honey, I've taken over a couple of drawers in this chest. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm, fine.
Dodie, all right?
Well, it was touch and go for a while, but Myrtle seems to like the room, so Dodie went along with it.
Yeah. You're not going to worry about it, are you?
No, she'll be all right.
Well, this is a big adjustment for her. Now, if you think she should be with you for a couple of days, well...
I knew you'd say that. That's one of the reasons I love you.
One of these days, we'll have to go down the list.
Do you think Charlie meant that?
Meant what?
About changing the room around.
Well, sure he meant it.
Oh, good. Well, now, I think that the bed should go there. And that chest over there. And then that chest should go... I don't need the picture. That was delicious tea, Charlie. Thank you.
You're quite welcome, Barbara. I went ahead and bought the stuff for dinner.
Mm, good.
Now, if you don't like it, why, just merely say so.
Oh, I'm sure I like it, no matter what it is.
It's chicken.
Fine.
Would you rather fix it yourself?
Well, I do have a lot of things to put away. If you don't mind doing it tonight.
Oh, I don't mind a bit.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, Barbara.
I guess I'll finish my unpacking.
Good idea, Barbara.
What kind of talk was that?
Thank you. You're quite welcome.
That's just plain, ordinary, everyday politeness.
Weird.
Come on, hold it, Alice. You've had your quota.
What happened to plain, ordinary, everyday politeness?
I'm not wasting it on a cookie addict.
Hi, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, hi, Dodie. Come on in.
Mama?
Mama's asleep, Dodie. What seems to be the problem?
Myrtle can't sleep, Mr. Douglas.
Oh?
I can't either.
You know, I'm kind of wide awake myself. Would you like to go down to the kitchen and get some hot milk?
No, thank you.
Would you like me to tell you a story?
No, thank you.
What do you think might help?
I want to talk to Mommy.
But she was kind of tired, Dodie. Do you think you ought to wake her up?
No, that's okay.
Do you want to tell me about it?
I guess so.
Well, I'm listening.
Myrtle and me don't like to sleep alone.
Oh, I kind of thought that might be it. Are you afraid? Not you, of course. I mean, Myrtle.
I guess a little bit.
Do you think Myrtle could sleep if you climbed up here in bed with us? Okay, come on, climb up here. There, girl. Now, let's get the slippers off. And get your feet under the covers, huh? There. You know, Dodie, this has been quite a change for Myrtle. And changes aren't always easy. But she shouldn't be worried because your mommy and daddy are always right here to see that you're safe and happy and have everything you need.
Myrtle and me don't have a daddy.
Well, I'll tell you, Chip and Ernie will probably call your mother Mom, so why don't you let me be your daddy? Why don't you check it out with Myrtle?
Is that okay, Myrtle?
What'd she say?
Myrtle says okay.
Okay. Yeah, here, let me see. Slide down, man. Atta girl.
Daddy.
Now remember, I'll meet you after school and walk home with you, and after that you'll know the way by yourself, okay?
I'd be glad to pick her up after school, Barbara, but she gets out before I do.
Oh, yeah, I understand. It's all right, Chip. Thanks, anyway.
Come on, Ernie. We're going to be late for school.
I can't find my algebra book.
It's holding up the window in our room.
Chip called Mama Barbara.
He did, huh? Well, I guess that's because he's as big as she is. Come on, Ernie.
I'm coming.
You fellas go ahead. I'll take Dodie to school.
Okay.
See you later. Yeah. Well, I guess I've got everything. Come on, Dodie. Bye.
Oh, Steve.
What'd I forget?
You forgot to kiss me goodbye.
Oh. Well, that hasn't been part of my routine. I must say it's a much better way to start the day. Bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, we could use a couple of cans of tomatoes and some more rice.
Hey, tomatoes and rice. Anything else?
That's about it.
Well, that does it for the staples. Now, what about dinner?
We get anything you desire.
Well, I haven't any idea what everybody likes.
Oh, you take it from me that this crew, this family will eat anything.
Well, I could use some suggestions.
Just get anything that you require, Barbara.
Do you enjoy doing the shopping?
Well, I ain't hung up on it. Oh, but I have nothing against it either.
Well, I just thought maybe you'd like to get out of the house.
Oh, very well, Barbara.
Very well what?
Very well. I will get out of the house for a while, if that will please you. Thank you, Barbara. Katie, I thought that Charlie liked me.
Well, he does. What's he done?
Well, he hasn't done anything, actually, but his whole attitude seems to have changed. You don't think that he resents Steve marrying?
Oh, no. Uncle Charlie's just a little hard to get used to, that's all.
I suppose that's it.
Well, of course it is.
Katie, what's wrong?
Oh, nothing. I'm sorry to call you like this when you're working, but...
Oh, are the boys all right?
Oh, they're fine. Rob, you promised me you'd speak with Uncle Charlie about Barbara.
I did.
You must not have been specific enough. Barbara's upset. You just have to speak to him again.
Me? Are you out of your skull?
All I know is what Katie told me.
Robbie, have you ever known me to make waves?
Yes. Look, Uncle Charlie, all I'm asking is that you try a little harder.
Beginning right now, I'll give it a whole works. I'm going to make Sir Walter Raleigh look like a truck driver. Oh, here, let me take that.
It's not heavy. I'm not so weak I can't carry in a bag of groceries, Charlie.
Oh, not around here you don't.
What do you expect me to do?
Anything you want to.
Like sit on a silk pillow and sew a fine seam?
Sure, if that's your hang-up. Here, take a load off your feet.
No, thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome, Barbara. Oh, here, let me do that.
Oh, why shouldn't I do it?
Because I know where everything goes.
Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome, Barbara.
Well, I guess there are a few letters I could write.
Oh, good idea. Oh. Madam.
Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome, Barbara.
Charlie, honey, you've got to be imagining things.
No, I'm not.
Well, what has he said?
Well, he hasn't said anything.
Well, then what has he done?
Well, he hasn't done anything either.
Well, if he hasn't done anything or said anything...
Well, it isn't anything you can put your finger on. It's just there somehow.
Well, just what has he done to make you think he doesn't like you?
Well, he's so polite.
Charlie? That's the first time I've heard that complaint about him.
That's just it. It isn't a complaint. It's just that he is so formal that he makes me feel stiff and formal, too.
Barb, do you want to know what I think about this?
I want to know what you think about everything.
Well, maybe it isn't Charlie. Maybe it's you.
Me?
Do you remember how it feels the first few days when you're the new kid at school?
And you think everybody's looking at you and judging you and...
You're the new kid here.
I think you're right.
I know I'm right. So you just be yourself and Uncle Charlie will come around.
Where are you headed?
Oh, I thought I'd go over to the house and get a little air.
It's butting in time again, right?
Well, somebody has to go over and straighten them out. Barbara's all upset. Uncle Charlie told me today he's about to blow a fuse. He says he's allergic to courtesy.
And Dad can't handle it.
Well, I guess he can.
Without you?
Don't be so smart, Rob Douglas.
Katie, you know what you're going to do, don't you?
Yeah.
Say it. Tell me in so many words.
I'm going to stay here with you, and we'll let them work it out for themselves.
Thank you. That's a good girl.
Well, that's the end. Come on, it's bedtime. Give Daddy a kiss.
Okay.
Well, time for bed, huh?
And now stay tuned to this station for the welterweight championship. Good night, sweetheart.
Wait, Daddy.
Barbara.
Hmm?
Why don't you let me put her to bed, huh? It's about time for your favorite show, isn't it?
Boy, this ought to be a slugfest. Where's the sports page?
Brought to you live and in color by satellite from Chamley Stables.
My favorite program. Don't you just love it?
Yeah, I'm crazy about it.
Why can't Myrtle and me sleep in your bed again tonight?
Well, you can, Dodie, but I don't think you want to.
I don't?
No. Now that you know you're really part of our family and how much we all love you, there's no reason for you not to sleep in your own bed. Huh? You know how much we do love you.
Do you love Myrtle, too?
Oh, sure. I think I can truthfully say I've never loved a puppet more.
I guess we could save it here.
Okay. Lie down. I'll tuck you in. Good night, sweetheart.
Night, Daddy. Myrtle says good night, too.
Oh. Good night, Myrtle.
What happened to the fight?
What fight?
On TV. Uncle Charlie said they were a couple of the top welterweights.
Oh, I must have shut it off. I wanted to watch the woman's hour.
Didn't Uncle Charlie blow his top?
No, he never even mentioned it.
A man can take just so much. Turns off the fight's practically in front of my nose.
See the fights.
Yeah. I guess I'm just not cut out for that Sir Walter Raleigh jazz.
Thank goodness. This one's on me.
It's plastic.
Let's go.
I don't want you to think that I got out of control completely. I made sure it was a chip plate.
Well, she's all tucked in.
Come on, darling. We're all going to watch the fights.
The fights? But I thought you were...
This ought to be a slugfest.